With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Closing in on Max Scherzer in 14 minutes. Redskins play the Bucs in Tampa tonight. Let's get you a Redskins spotlight. We'll go defense a little bit later in the show. We'll start on offense. Who are you putting the bright light on?
I mentioned this earlier. Number 74, Ari Quanjo, went from project, heir apparent potentially, at left guard instead of Sean LaValle. Now fighting for a roster spot. A big night for him in no uncertain terms. Is fighting for his Redskins life here. Needs to step up and have a nice ball game and kind of show that he still belongs in this league.
Maurice Harris at wide receiver, 8 catches last year, 66 yards, showed immensely well, both in the preseason, where he caught 4 balls, and in the regular year, had a 3-catch game against the Vikings, a 2-catch game against the Cowboys. Really made the most of all the opportunities he got. There's only one play I'd like back from him all of last season, when he slipped and fell in that Giants game, led to an interception when the Redskins were knocking on the door for points in week 17. But as a Cal kid who's 24, second season in the league, undrafted free agent, he's got size, 6'3", 200. He can run. He's got good hands. I actually think he can play in the NFL, but it has been a down preseason. Didn't play in either of the first 2 games because of injury. Came back against Cincinnati. Didn't get targeted. Suddenly, he may not make the roster. Do they keep 6 receivers? If they do, he's probably the 6th guy in, but that's not a lock. He's got to play well tonight if he's going to be on the team.
Let's go right here. How about Robert Davis? This is somebody I don't think is going to make the club. I think ultimately he'll be practice squad, and I think you'll be able to get him on the practice squad. But I want to see if it's worth it, because what usually happens is a guy goes to the practice squad, he's never heard from again. It's kind of the abyss. It's the purgatory, the dimensional gateway. I want to see if Robert Davis can do this thing, because I love the idea of just having waiting in the wings the big physical wide receiver with great hands that is still learning to play this game. To me, he's more the point of the practice squad than the guy that never could. He's a guy that may one day be able to do it and be a nice third, fourth option for a competitive team. I want to see if Robert Davis is a grown-up man tonight.
Danny Ruye starting at center last week. Looks okay. My guess is he'll play again tonight.
Not a great body.
Starters aren't going. Chase Roullier is actually his name. 6th-round pick, 15th pick of that round, 199th overall, 6'4" and 312 pounds. He just, as I said when I stood next to him in the locker room, he does not project or look like an NFL center, but the pre-draft projection was round 5. The Redskins got him in round 6, and they like him a whole lot. He's got a chance if he plays well again tonight. Held his own against starters, goes out and pushes people around and dominates against bad defensive linemen who aren't going to be in the NFL for Tampa Bay. The Redskins might feel like he can push Spencer Long at some point early this season, even after Spencer Long comes back. That's what he's playing for, closing that gap, having a chance maybe to help them along the offensive front. Let's say Sean LaValle is down this year. They want to kick Spencer Long over to guard and have Roullier play center. Danny Roullier, watch him tonight. The big fellow wears number 73.
Spotlight, Josh Doctson. Now, I bet you he doesn't play. I bet you that calmer heads prevail and they say, no, thank you. We want you to be able to be healthy for the season. I just want to know that he could play. At a minimum, I would just like for him to get through 2 or 3 workouts in a row and be healthy. I'd like him to warm up for a game and then be able to play in that game. The constant, they're not even nagging injuries. They're prohibitive injuries. They're nonsensical injuries. This is the most, Samuel Jackson's character in Unbreakable. He's Mr. Glass at this stage. Just prove at one point that you can be healthy for a week straight, and then we could start it going from there. I'd like to see him go through the motions, warm up, and have one of those sideline reports where Clinton Portis is like, thank you, Kenny and Joe. Josh Doctson could have played tonight, but he didn't. Back to you, Kenny and Joe. I would love to hear that. That's what I want from Josh Doctson. Just be healthy one time.
Samaje Perine. What was shouted out in that one race in Fast and the Furious, like, Benaje, when he's like throwing the stick around and he's racing forward? Samaje Perine. That's what I want to do. I want to watch that guy go get 23, 24 carries over the next month. And at the end of those carries, handful in the first couple games, 11, 12 tonight, I want to like him more than I do this second. Every time I see Samaje Perine, I want to think National Football League starter. I want him to pick up blitzes. I want him not to get beat off the edge by safeties. I want him to catch balls thrown to him out of the backfield and average 4.5 yards per carry. You'd think we'd see some of him tonight, right?
You would think so.
Rob Kelly's not going to go. Chris Thompson's not going to go.
Right.
Does that mean you're going to limit yourself at running back to just Matt Jones and Mac Brown? I don't think so. I think you're going to see some Samaje as a starter. Then Jones gets a couple quarters. Then Mac Brown gets a quarter and some change. But Perine, you get a chance without Rob Kelly out there to start a game for the first time. Look the part.
Two tight ends to focus on, Jeremy Sprinkle and Derek Carrier. I want to see both those guys. Two different reasons. One, Sprinkle, go ahead and be that fourth tight end, bro. Go ahead and make the club. Probably be inactive on most game days, but at a certain point, you might see him as injuries happen, which they will at that tight end spot, to Reed, Jordan. I want to see Jeremy Sprinkle go out and do the darn thing. Big, physical, fast, good hands, the whole nine yards. Derek Carrier for a different reason. I want him to be some bait, some trade bait. Get me more picks. Get a guy that doesn't really have much spot or much space here on a really deep roster position. I want to see Derek Carrier play well so that someone goes, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. Hey, Bruce, I'm another team, and I want Derek Carrier on mine. What do y'all want for him? I want that.
When's the last time the Redskins were able to trade a player they were about to cut for a sixth or seventh round pick?
1986. I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's been a minute.
I mean, it shouldn't be that difficult. Like, the Steelers just did this, by the way. The Steelers just made a trade for a tight end, a la Derek Carrier, who is probably going to be released.
Yep.
Or, you know, maybe wasn't going to be by San Francisco, but was just going to be a backup for them. And they got a mid-round pick for him. I think a fifth rounder. The Redskins can't get a sixth or a seventh for Carrier. No, he's coming off an injury, but that's an athletic, pass-catching tight end who could block a little bit.
Like a little bit.
A little bit. Spotlight. Nate Sudfeld. It's your Super Bowl, buddy. How are you on the day Nate Sudfeld takes center stage day? This is what Nate Sudfeld lives for. He had one of these last year, exact same situation, rainy night in Tampa Bay. He gets one of these this year. And for all we know, poor Nate, this could be the last chance you get in the NFL. That's not to say he's going to get cut and never get another job. But you may not get another four-quarter game like this. Next year, you might be vying for a third job and you're splitting a fourth game in half with somebody else. You get four uninterrupted quarters to get into a flow, get into a rhythm. Hopefully Mother Nature takes better care of you than she did last year when you were trying to sling it around in the rain. That wasn't the best of circumstances. He looks good in a uniform, 6'6", 230. When he throws the football, you're on the sideline level, you're in awe. That guy's got a rocket for an arm. It's kind of where the positivity has ended, though.
Yeah.
Didn't look great against the Packers. Looked worse against the Ravens. Didn't play at all against the Bengals. At some point, you've got to show you're getting better. And at some point, you've got to play at the level that your coaching staff says, if we needed him this season, we'd be okay. Nothing has happened to this point to make you feel that way. Maybe tonight is the coming out party where he goes out and he goes 20 of 27 for 278 yards. He makes the right read. He throws with ball placement and gets people moving after the catch. But he's got to show something if he's going to make the active roster. If not, could be P-Squad for Nate Sudfeld.
You would hope so. You'd hope that's the reasonable minds prevail. I'm looking at something from the, this is long shot territory here now, but bear with me. The Zach Pascal, Matt Hazel duo. Remember Zach Pascal, you may not know the name. He's the guy that had that punt block before the trickeration by that punter. By the way, one of the underrated, amazing impromptu plays that I've seen that will get completely forgotten about because it was a preseason moment, but the behind-the-back in traffic John Wall against the Knicks type play was unbelievable. If he'd gotten the punt off, it would have been that much better. But Pascal was there. That turns coaches' heads. Matt Hazel, a little bit of chemistry with the second unit there, catching some balls from Colt McCoy. I don't know that either one makes the roster, even the practice squad at this point, but you think special teams, you think a guy that may come back later on, auditions for them tonight, both for the Redskins and 31 other teams around the league.
That is your Redskins spotlight on the offense. We'll do the same thing for the defense next hour. But next on the show, Max Scherzer, our homestand appointment with him. Every time the Nats are at Nats Park, he comes on this show exclusively and only on Grant and Danny. Talk to him next about Strauss's complete game and homer yesterday and how he's feeling. Listen on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.